Hello.
Hello, this is Charlie. Today we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes this survey. I'd like to ask you, when thinking on the direction the country has been headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I don't know. Dissatisfied.
Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. For example, let's say the immigration. It is a not important issue from 0 to 10, or it is a very important issue to you?
I say like an 8.
Okay. What about the climate change?
Like a 5.
Five. What about inflation and the cost of living?
A 2.
10. Okay. What about voting rights?
Voting rights? A 10.
What about jobs and wages?
Okay.
What about abortion rights?
Nine.
So sorry, you said?
Abortion. You said, what was the scale? 1 is what?
Yeah, 0 means that is not an important issue to you, and 10 means that it is very important to you.
A 5.
Okay, what about the criminal justice reform? You said?
A 5.
Okay, what about the reproductive freedom?
You said reproductive freedom?
Yes, that is correct.
I'll say maybe a 7.
7. Okay, what about the democracy?
A 7.
Okay, what about the K-12 education? Let's say the education that starts from kindergarten to high school.
Education?
Yeah, education from kindergarten to high school.
Okay.
What about racism and discrimination?
Okay.
What about healthcare?
Okay.
What about crime and violence?
Okay.
A student loan debt?
I say about a 9.
Okay. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes some things comes up that prevents from voting. But as is it then now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
No.
Okay, thank you. This question is just to make sure that we're asking everyone So what is your race?
Black.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is your year of birth?
Repeat that?
Yeah, your year of birth?
Oh, my year of birth, 2000.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have received, or the highest degree you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Once again, please rate it from 0 to 10.
I say about an 8.
Okay. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Once again, from 0 to 10.
I say about a 7.
Okay. Now I'm going to read about some people, some organizations and niches, and I would like you to please rate from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and 10 means that you are very warm and favorable towards them.
Okay.
Something else to mention is that you have never heard of them. You can just let me know. What about
okay.
J.D. Vance?
Who?
J.D. Vance?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. What about Brian Kemp?
I've heard of him. You said I have to rate him on a scale?
Yeah, from 0 to 10, once again. 10 means that you're very, let's say, comfortable to them. 0 means you are very uncomfortable. 5 is like, you know, the middle point.
I say 5. I don't really know much about him.
Okay, what about Andre Deakins?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, John Ossoff?
The name sounds familiar. 5.
What about Tim Walz?
I don't know who that is.
What about Brad Raffensperger?
I do not know who that is either.
Raphael Warnock?
I've heard of him.
thank you.
I say maybe like a 6.
Okay. Now, it's a long way off, but if November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
You're talking about for president, right? For like
yeah, for president.
Trump or Kamala.
Yeah, if you.
I guess.
Oh, for Kamala, you said. If you want, I can read some of the options you have. For example, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein. If you are on the side, you can let me know.
Honestly, I'm not sure. I'm not sure right now, honestly.
Okay, so if you want, we can move to the following question, and I can mark this one as on the side.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is just a reassurance. If you're still on the side, just let me know. Okay, so I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I did not vote.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 3 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I say it's about, it stayed the same.
It's the same thing, you said?
Yes. It's,
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay. Well, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or it is a big difference?
I think depending on who you vote for, it does make a difference. And
got it.
Whoever is elected, it will affect everyone.
Okay, then. So let's say for you, does this make some moderate difference? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hello, are you there? Hello? Hello, can you hear me?